This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So we're launching here into the third hour of the program. Off and on, mostly on, we've been talking about Hurricane Irma and some of the tyrannical consequences that have come into play as a result of it. The various different governments imposing not only curfews, but also demanding that anybody who they consider to be homeless go into a shelter or be forced into a psychiatric evaluation. That's happening in Miami, but cities all across South Florida are putting curfews into place. Mark, you had said to me, I think it was off the air, that you're watching the AccuWeather forecast when it comes to the hurricanes.
Yeah, I've also got tropicaltidbits.com up.
You know, I'm actually over at weather.com, and you got to hand it to the folks over at weather.com. They obviously have the big budget to have, you know, a lot of video and stuff up on their site, and there's an interesting piece of footage here, less than a minute long, of, you know, those humongous multi-story construction cranes that you see on big city skyscapes. Well, in Miami, there are multiple cranes like that.
They're in a huge building spree.
And
they're tearing down reasonably new buildings to build new big giant skyscrapers there.
According to the Weather Channel's report here, these cranes are so large, you know, it would take weeks. They say it would take at least 2 weeks to disassemble them in preparation for a storm. So they're just... they're leaving them up and crossing their fingers. The video footage shows these things spinning around like weather vanes in the...
they sort of whip around, yeah.
In the wind out there. It's just sort of like...
they're springy.
Yeah, it's really interesting and scary.
Yeah, scary. So, scary is what it is.
If you live underneath one of those things, you're probably long gone at this point, because that's pretty horrifying. So that's going on, and other reports, including they've got over the weather.com, the Florida Department of Corrections is organizing the largest evacuation of prisoners in state history this week. They're moving 7,000, more than 7,000, of the state's 97,000 inmates upstate or to more secure facilities. So it's a good time for a prison break with all those prisoners in motion, right? Like the more prisoners you got moving somewhere, the more chances there are something happening with those transports.
Yeah, but those guys are pretty good at their jobs.
I suspect they are. All that said, that's a lot of prisoners to be moving
sure
to
is.
Other facilities. I imagine they're going to be throwing down cots and stuff like that in the gyms and other places, open space.
The accommodations for them are not going to be great.
They have. Low-lying facilities are being moved to higher ground or more fortified locations. The Department of Corrections website is listing 31 state facilities that are being evacuated, advising that inmate locations will be posted on the website approximately 24 hours after relocation. And they're saying local and county jail evacuations are being handled case by case. In Monroe County, all 460 Keys inmates have been evacuated to a jail in Palm Beach County, according to Florida Keys News. Let's go to you and your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Thistle is on the line in California. You're on with Ian and Mark. Go ahead, Thistle.
Hey, what's going on, Ian? Just wanted to let you guys know that I listened to Mark's show, the No State Project, earlier.
Mark Stevens, Liberty guy. He hosts a show on LRN.FM on afternoons. What about it?
I didn't hear any disrespect towards you. What I heard was Eric was talking about anarchy society, and then Mark said, well, do you see any nation bringing that about? And then the Free State Project came up. And then it was like Mark was saying that people involved were getting political.
And surprise!
And it wasn't no disrespect towards you at all.
Was,
I thought he was supporting you and was like...
Yeah, it sounds to me like he was criticizing, I mean, again, having not heard it and only going from the scraps that we've been given on the air here, it sounds like he was being critical of the Free State Project, which it's easy to be critical of the Free State Project.
The
they made some dumb choices.
And the notion of using the political process to find more freedom. This is a huge bone of contention within the liberty community. Some people say you can't freedom through the government, and I hear it's a really strong argument that they make. However, they don't make an argument for anything else either.
Right. Our friend Johnny Ray, our co-host on Sunday nights, is one of those who does not participate whatsoever.
Right.
In the political.
You know, they'll throw out things like terms like agorism and that sort of thing, and you know, creating alternatives to the government. And you know, other than Bitcoin, I haven't seen much success that agorists do. They grow plenty of squash plants or whatever in their home gardens, and good for them, but I got a garden too. It's not the government of New Hampshire isn't scared of it, though.
I did want to make a comment before you guys let me go about taking homeless in down there in Florida, if I could.
Please, go for it.
It sets a precedence that is not liberty-minded. It's like, what happens when there's not a storm around, right? And they have a camp for all the homeless to go to, and there's no storm, but you're crazy because you're on the streets, and every time you get picked up, you're put in for 72 hours. You know what I mean? It's going to set a precedent. And what happens when that precedent goes to, oh, you don't have a Facebook account? Oh, you must be crazy. You know what I mean?
It's like,
you give them an inch and they're going to take a mile.
So yeah, it's all arbitrary. And it just depends on how capricious, you know, the bureaucrats want to be. Now, what was the story, Mark, about?
Some psychiatrist someplace that basically said if you don't have a Facebook profile, it's an indication that you may be antisocial or nuts or whatever.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah.
So you got to go in for 72 hours to figure out why you don't have a Facebook account.
There's a real difficulty. There's a real difficulty with the government deciding who's crazy and who's not. I will 100% agree with that. But the problem
is while we have
public property, people are going to be very concerned with what constitutes mental illness and what isn't.
Mental illness is going to be an issue whether there's public property or not. And as I was saying before, that is a difficult question.
But that is trespassing, and you can handle it.
Yeah, but at some point, you know, you can only put somebody so far outside of private property until they're already on somebody else's private property, right? Like, if what you're saying is you get rid of public property, which I agree with, the idea of that, that still doesn't mean that, you know, the problem of crazy people is going to just disappear.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, some woman walked up to me the other day. It was so funny. I was out at the Hot Hogs here, which is a barbecue little kind of shack truck thing. And some lady walks up to me, and she saw I had like a headset in, one of those Bluetooth headset things. And she said something to me about how she needed personal security, and she was wondering if she could hire me. And I told her that I wasn't available for hire for that particular task. And she then asked me if I was single at that point, to which I said that, well, technically I am. And she then acted,
said, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, she said something and then did walk away. So, but man, she seemed kind of nutty in my book. But, you know, how far is too crazy, right? Like, how do you make those decisions? If you've got private property, yeah, you can remove somebody from your private property. But if everything else is private property, where do you end up dropping them off? In the ocean? Like, what happens to those people?
The ocean should be owned, too.
That's not an answer to the question. You know, what do you do with crazy people in a more libertarian world? I think this is a question that libertarians, you know, over all the years we've been doing this show, that the non-aggression principle just doesn't really have good answers for. It really doesn't. Any thoughts, Thistle, on that before we let you go?
I don't know. I don't want to see that precedent set where they're taking you away for something that the democracy sees as you're crazy.
Totally agree with you there. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Yep. And some people would say that we're crazy because we moved as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. Sure. A lot of people's family members and friends, for instance, saying, what? You're moving from, you know, a warm state like Florida or California or wherever to New Hampshire? You've got to be crazy. Also, others would say that if you have what's called oppositional defiance disorder, meaning you don't like to be told what to do, you like to kind of just do your own thing, live your life how you want, that's supposedly some kind of mental illness, too. You should listen to the authorities. Do what you're told. They know what's best. After all, it's Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you you to join us on the radio here. You can take control of the airwaves, 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. The imposition of tyranny seems to come along with various different storm conditions. In South Florida, they have a curfew that they're putting into place tonight in lots of different areas. Also, there's the restriction on homeless people being told they have to either report to a shelter or get forcibly psychiatrically evaluated. You go back to Hurricane Katrina and the aftermath there, where they were forcibly entering people's homes, forcibly confiscating their guns from them. That still could be yet to come here. You know, we don't know what level of damage is going to occur. They seem to use damage as their excuse to take away people's rights as well. So any old excuse to just, you know, run roughshod over freedom, these government bureaucrats will do it to the cheers of many of those that they are oppressing. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to James in New Hampshire. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Ian and Mark. It's nice to call in on a Saturday and hear both of you.
Hey,
I wanted to call in and address the concerns that were raised by a previous caller about the Free State Project. You know, the Free State Project being our mass political migration to New Hampshire for libertarians. He was pointing out that there's this perception that the Free State Project has somehow become overly political. And I think I just want to respond to that concern with my own personal experience, because that's really all I have. Which is, and first to clarify, there's kind of two different things that people talk about when they use that terminology. There's the Free State Project migration movement, which is the people like me that have moved here, you know, to be with other libertarians. And then there's actual FSP Incorporated, which has, you know, a board of directors that kind of makes, you know, political seeming decisions or, you know, makes, I don't know, splashy.
That's where the controversy comes from. There's not really, you know, controversy within the libertarian movement about libertarians moving somewhere. Everybody has their opinion about whether they want to join us or not.
They used to say that tanks would get rolled in, but now the tanks haven't rolled in, and it's been more than a decade. They don't say that anymore.
Right now, it's too cold is usually the objection.
New Hampshire's cold.
Yeah. The disagreements usually come from the, as you pointed out, sometimes very political seeming decisions coming out of the board of directors there, and of course, you know, it's very rare that anybody's going to be made happy all the time, right? So somebody's
going to
get
mad. Well, it's a very tiny group of people.
It's a small handful
of people, and then they're not, like, elected. They don't represent or speak for anybody.
They used to be. Like, did you know that?
And it's,
once upon a time.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, once upon a time. The theory is, and I don't know if it's true, but I've heard the theory is that the reason they stopped electing Free State Project board members was coincided with the Free State Project seeking the 501c3 government status. And the idea was that if you had members under a 501c3 status, then the members have to be able to vote on board of directors. So they changed it from members to participants, which is just the people who've signed the Free State Project statement of intent saying they intend to make the move. They're no longer a member, which means they don't have a say in who's on the board, which allows the board to be 501c3 and also select its own members rather than actually putting them up to a vote like they did once upon a time. I don't know if there's any.
And then they get the glamorous
theory.
Responsibility of like planning Porkfest and Liberty Forum, right? Like that's really what the board ultimately does. And it's, and you know, I'm sure they do other cool things too, like run Facebook ad campaigns and whatever. But my major point is that that's a very small group of people that I guess is very exists in the public perception in some way. Not only are they small, but they're very fluid. Like their current board member, like it wasn't Roger Paxton, our mutual friend from Pax Libertas Productions and the Lava Flow podcast. I think he was on recently selected for the board, right?
Yes, he's one of their newest members over there. Yep, that's true.
He thinks totally differently than the people that were on the board 2 or 3 years ago when some of the more popular or more well-known unpopular decisions were made, right?
So it's like, yeah, Roger has been trying personally to lead the charge to broker some level of peace and forgiveness from the Free State Project towards Free Talk Live. Of course, I don't harbor any ill will whatsoever, so I'm more than happy to work with him on that. Mark, on the other hand, is still pretty butthurt last I talked to him.
I like broadcasting Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I don't see any particular reason why I shouldn't have been able to do it.
But the point I think that, you know, you're making here is, James, that the Free State Project board, if they make some dumb decisions, and they have made some, you know, decisions that may have harmed the organization to some extent over the years, they're mostly irrelevant. They don't do anything that really has any kind of effect on New Hampshire, on the political scene here.
No, they don't send us any notes. They don't tell us what to do. You know, they don't.
Nope.
You know, most of the people that I interact with on a day-to-day basis, like I just got back from the Free Coast Festival, and we had, I don't know, 70 or 80 voluntarists and libertarians, mostly who have moved out here, and then a handful of people who are kind of browsing around, just out on a boat, you know, talking to Liberty. We had Jake DeSillis from the Voluntary Life podcast, and, you know, Stephanie Murphy and Brian Sauber, FTL co-hosts were there. Daryl Perry was on the boat, and we're all just talking, living life, you know, kids running around, and, you know, just looking at this beautiful place we call home. No one's sitting around bitching about political nonsense. It's actually been a relatively drama-free year or two, I would say, after the last big kerfuffle. And so I think that perception is just totally inaccurate. And I do think it's you know, a new version of the cold weather, or it's too far to move, or whatever. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's easy to find.
It's just a meme people like to cite when they just don't feel like moving.
That's right. People finding fault in the Free State Project or the larger New Hampshire Liberty migration, it's just an excuse to, you know, to not join. And that's okay. It's not right for everybody. Some people, their careers are very important to them. Some people, their families are very important to them. Other people, temperature is very important. You know, they're not willing to move someplace where they're cold. So, you know, not everybody has freedom as their number one most important thing, and that's okay, because, you know, the world's
totally
made up of all kinds of people.
I just don't understand why people don't just be more honest about it. Maybe some of these people are, but, like, you know, I took a long time. I first heard about the FSP in 2008 when I first started listening to Free Talk Live, and I thought, gee, I should go out there and move there and move and get more liberty in my lifetime. And it took 6 years before I was able to really make that decision and own it, right? And, like, I didn't tell myself, oh, it's because they're too, you know, they do too much civil disobedience or whatever the excuse was back then. I just, like, knew that I wasn't right yet, right? Like, I hadn't persuaded my wife, and that's really important. We both needed to be on the same page. You know, we didn't see the families out here that we were looking for, and then they were there, and then so we came. But, like, why sit around making excuses or arguing on Facebook or calling in and being like,
well, because libertarians don't have anything else to do. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, libertarians.
Well, Facebook.
That's what I'm saying.
Be a slacktivist on Facebook.
That's what he was just saying, was, well, why argue on Facebook? And that's because that's all they have to do. I mean, every 4 years somewhere else, the libertarians will run a political candidate where they live if they can get on the ballot. And then, you know, 4 years later, they'll do it again. In the meantime, it's a bunch of debating on the Internet and boring, you know, political meetings. I mean, that's pretty much the libertarian
they
movement.
They don't have festivals to go to near them or, you know.
Mostly. I mean, every now and then there's like the Jackalope Festival. There's like a Midwest festival of some sort. I mean, there's a few different festivals in the freedom movement. But for the most part, there's no ongoing activism. It's nothing like New Hampshire, where you have every given week or weekend, there's multiple things that anybody can go out and do. I mean, there's just so much, not just activism, but social networking that goes on here within the freedom movement, marketplace days and things like that. As you mentioned, festivals. There's so much happening here. You can't possibly do it all. I mean, you'd be worn out if you actually tried to go and do everything. And even then, you still wouldn't be able to accomplish it all. So, I mean, I get it. You know, it's easier for people to stay where they are. You know, an object at rest tends to stay at rest. And if you're comfortable where you are, then
you gotta be
God bless you.
Really, really certain that you want to move, pick up your whole life, and spend all the money that it takes to move to New Hampshire.
It's a big commitment.
It's a big commitment. And if people, and libertarians tend to be argumentative, if you have to argue yourself into that position, argue away.
Thank you, James, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, check out Dash. It's over at Dash.org. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, can be private, and easy. Fees are low, transactions are quick, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we continue here, Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. To the phones, to the fun, as we go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I have a thought with regard to the, I think this ongoing problem you guys have with, I guess, what I call junk callers.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually getting so bad that I sometimes...
You what? I'm sorry, you're in a bad cell. You just dropped out. It's getting so bad that what?
So bad that oftentimes my laptop will be in another part of the room or something like that, and I find that I have to drop what I'm doing, go to the laptop, and just fast forward past whatever it is that's on, one of your junk callers usually.
Now, what do you define as a junk caller? Are you talking about like a chronic caller, like somebody who's always calling the show, or just somebody who says things that generally you don't want to hear?
Oh, no, I enjoy hearing things I don't want to hear.
Okay.
But well, the problem is people calling about the same thing every night. And it's like, oh, I get to listen to the same conversation I've already heard 16 times. Maybe I should stop eating and go over to the other side of the room and push the, you know, the thing forward. Because I listen to my archives, and I'll go deeper into the archive, further forward, just get a past the part that's not going to be interesting. And anyway, I had a suggestion for how you could deal with that without becoming, you know, one of these censorship-oriented call-in shows.
Okay. Because, like, generally, if somebody keeps on calling about the same thing, we'll put a rule on them that says you got to call about something new.
It's still happening. Believe me, as a listener, that's how it feels. So my recommendation would be to simply just make a rule that you can't call in about the same thing more than once a month or once every week or something like that. And that, I think, might help alleviate the problem.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the input. You know, like I said, we do tend to have that as a general rule, if it becomes something that at least we notice. And I got to say that most of the time, even, you know, like Sarah, for instance, in Albuquerque, who does tend to have topics that she likes, she will change them up. I mean, she doesn't call about the same thing every single night. There will be some times where she might call two nights in a row on something, but you know, generally, I don't think that it's been something that has caused a huge issue for most listeners. But I can understand some people don't want to hear certain callers. Some people don't like. There's a certain caller that tends to be of a threatening demeanor as well when he calls in. Some people just want us to ban that person outright. And we did come up with some rules that said, you know, no threatening. That's one of the rules. And another one was not calling about the same, like, past issues, like continually rehashing past issues. And I put those rules on that person. He broke those rules, and he received a two-month ban as a result of that. Mark has since, the ban had expired, but Mark, our co-host here, I had told Mark I was willing to, you know, put a four-month ban on that same person if he continued to break his rules, so just keep doubling the ban time. But Mark said, no, don't do that, that you were willing to talk to him now. And so, I don't know, it's just kind of a fluid situation, Dave. It's, you know, you've got a show which is an open phone show. Anyone can call in about anything that they want. I do agree with you that the same topic over and over again is like, you know, playing the same bad song over and over again. But one of the best ways people can help us with that is by calling in to participate on the show. So was there anything you wanted to share with us tonight besides your opinion about that?
Well, yeah, another option would be simply to just reduce the time. Like, hey, okay, you're 10 seconds until you're gone, and 10 seconds until, or you're 10 seconds until you have a new topic, as opposed to, you know, the same thing we were talking about 3 days ago. Like, you, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And that way, at least they're getting a chance to get on. You're not censoring. You're giving them an opportunity to talk about anything they want, but they do need to talk about something different from what they talked about just the other day, you know. And that's a real reasonable rule. You know how anti-censorship I am.
Yep, you are. Thank you, David, for your call tonight. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReports.com. Your thoughts, calls are welcome on whatever's on your mind here tonight.
Don't we, on the Chronic Callers, usually shorten things up?
Typically, yeah, but there are times where, you know, we'll get into it with Sarah or one of them and just kind of talk about whatever the thing is, and that's because we find it interesting. You know, we're sort of the barometers here. We generally won't go too long with something that we're bored with, so if there's some sort of new angle or whatever, we're going to take that or, you know, have fun with them if we're having fun, and if it's not fun anymore, then we, you know, we cut it short. Speaking of those callers, Sarah is on the line in Albuquerque. Here you are, Sarah. Go ahead. And she's calling about something new tonight. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yes. I learned that the Earth planet is like one of the hellish planets, but I learned that it's like we're one of the middle planets. Like, if there's a top, middle, and the bottom, we're on the bottom of the middle planet. So,
I have no idea
regarding what you're talking. You're saying it's hellish?
Yeah, because there's heavenly planets where you average lifetime is like a 1,000 years. You only get like sick really bad, like a flu, like one time right before you die.
Hold on a second.
Those are the heavenly planets.
Are you saying that there are people on other planets that live 1,000 years?
And that there's some kind of proof of this?
No, of course there's no proof.
Well, I mean, there's not a proof, but I just kind of learned this when I was with Hare Krishna.
Oh, it's the these are the people that you said, you know, when you called previously, you had said that they believe that there are people living on the moon, right?
Right.
Is that an official belief of the Hare Krishnas, or is that just, you know, Sarah's? I don't know anything about Hare Krishnas, so I don't know what their actual belief systems are. But you say they believe that there are cities on the moon. Now, you're saying there are also other planets. Now, are these planets in the solar system? Are they in the universe that we're in? Or are they in a completely different dimension?
No, they're in many, many galaxies. You know what I mean? Not just in the Milky Way, but there's, like, life on planets, many, many, many galaxies, and, of course, life on the moon.
Mm. Life on the moon?
And
there's no atmosphere on the moon, of
what
we're
speaking,
at least.
There is an atmosphere that you have to be born into, but what I would say is that this is a miserable planet.
That's not scientific. You don't just get born into a planet or a moon where there's no atmosphere, and then all of a sudden you can live there. It doesn't work that way.
Well, they have image photos of, like,
no,
domes and cities and convention center, and then they
No, they don't. I'm sorry. They don't have that. There have been people who've been on the moon, and they didn't see any cities. You know that, right?
Well, that's a hoax. But what I was just saying
The moon landing's a hoax, but the cities on the moon aren't a hoax? Those are legitimate? That's legitimate?
Well, the betas talk about it, and the Emanuel Swedenborg, he was...
Wait, the who? Talk about it? Did you say the Vedas?
The Vedas, like the ancient Sanskrit from India.
The Vedas.
The Hare Krishnas, they're actually based out of the Hare Krishna, the ancient Hindu Sanskrit. And then they translated it.
How many people are in the Hare Krishna, you know, belief system these days?
Do they vote is what I want to know.
I don't know how much political they are, but I think the original teachings were from the...
The Hare Krishna is a member of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, a religious sect based mainly in the United States, according to Google here. And other Western countries. Its devotees typically wear saffron robes, favor celibacy, practice vegetarianism, and chant mantras based on the name of the Hindu god Krishna. More coming up here in moments. Thanks for the call, Sarah. This is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose, top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. Nexus.freetalklive.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you dial toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype and the Skype username here tonight, lrn.fm. Mark, you were just looking at the latest Hurricane Irma coverage, and you said that it looks like it is taking the turn that you thought it wasn't going to take.
Well, I didn't think it was going to. I just don't know how these weather people can propose to know when it's going to take the turn.
Well, right. I mean, they did go to some kind of training or whatever, some kind of school to look at weather
patterns.
It's
really difficult to see exactly how this. I mean, this is real life, and school is school. Remember school? It's not much like real life.
Sure.
So I'm still skeptical, but I'm watching. I again, all I want to do is be shown that they're correct, but this is really dicey stuff to presume to know exactly when this thing's going to turn. I mean, it's trundling along at 10 or 15 miles an hour or whatever, and if it decides to turn, you know, an hour or two later, well, it's going to be out in the Gulf, and it's going to completely change the dynamics of this hurricane.
You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's see. You can bring up anything you want. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Jeff is in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how are you tonight? Really enjoying the show tonight.
Thank you.
Good people's calling in.
Thanks. Go ahead.
I only get you a Saturday night here, but anyone around there ever meet Gigi Allen or anything?
That was like a punk music guy, right?
Yeah, the punkest of music guys.
Didn't he live in New Hampshire or something like that?
Well,
he's from
Littleton, as I understand it, and people visit and pay homage to his grave.
How'd he die?
He died of a drug overdose back, I think it was about 92 or 93, but yeah, he was born and brought up there in New Hampshire, and it's buried in Littleton. I've actually stopped at his grave there, but his parents named him Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And his brother couldn't say his name, and that's how it got to Gigi,
Makes sense.
Apparently they, you know, he grew up in a household where after like dark, they weren't allowed to talk. They had to, you know, do silence, take like a vow of silence after, dark and everything. And have you guys ever followed his career or looked at any of his videos? I mean, you talked about.
Partner, Michael W. Dean, who is, he's
a co-host, or he's a host of his own talk show, Freedom of Beings.
But he helps us a great deal.
He's very helpful. He'll help anybody who asks for help.
Describe that. But he, both, he was in the punk band Bomb. And he knew, as I understand it, G.G. Allin to some extent, but I'm not sure what that extent might have been. He certainly brings it up on a relatively regular basis, that when we go up to the Littleton area that we stop by or this sort of thing. I never have been, you know, like I didn't think G.G. Allin was that great of an artist, more of a performance artist than
a
musical artist.
But if you see him on some of the talk shows that he was on, he was like, he'd say what's on his mind. He didn't care who he offended or anything.
Sure.
Well, and it's sort of a punk way, right?
And he, you know, it's like you guys talking about freedom in New Hampshire. I mean, it would be interesting if he was alive today and, you know,
sure.
Would be, you know, on the show. But, I know his brother's still alive. I don't know if they're, you know, the band is still going, but, I wish you'd get someone on there sometime. You know, I only listen to you Saturday night, but I wish it would be interesting to get someone on there and that knew him well.
Well, we generally don't do guests on Free Talk Live, but I do appreciate the suggestion, and thank you for calling, Jeff. I appreciate you dialing in here tonight. The toll-free number is
G. Allen's brother can call in at 855-450-3733.
But most people who want to be a guest on a show are not going to sort of lower themselves to the level of just being a caller.
Anybody can be a guest on Free Talk Live by simply making a telephone call,
it's
right?
It's not the same thing as being a guest, though, right? As a guest, the hosts will frequently call you before the show, or the producer or whoever gets everything set up, and you know the guest is generally given longer than a typical caller on a radio show. So I wouldn't say it's the same exact thing, but you can get on a national radio show by calling in, and people like Sarah in New Mexico are well aware of that, and that upsets some of our callers, like Dave, who called in earlier from New Hampshire. It's just part and parcel of kind of doing this show is that you kind of take the good with the bad to some extent. And we basically break the rules of talk radio by letting anybody who can, you know, fog up a mirror call in to this show.
We do generally, we do take people who, you know, rarely call, whose names we don't recognize before people.
Yeah, we have a priority list here. So, like, for instance, we're going to go to Marie in Washington before the other callers on hold, because all of them are regulars. Marie, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much. Yes. First of all, I've never listened to this program.
Oh, I'm sorry for the shock.
Welcome.
Well, I am appreciating it very much, what little I've had, you know, opportunity to listen to. Totally. And I haven't quite yet figured out exactly what the program is really about or what they may, a movement in another state maybe going on, putting things together for liberty, you know, new.
Yeah, that's part of this. So Free Talk Live is an open phones panel discussion with a pro-liberty viewpoint. We've been doing this show since 2002. We originally started down in Sarasota, Florida, which is apparently in the path of Hurricane Irma right now.
Yeah.
We started our show down there, and it's always had a real pro-liberty standpoint on the air between most of the hosts of the show. We believe that you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. That's sort of the philosophy that sort of guides the show's viewpoint on the various different issues that are presented by our callers. But at the same time, we're also part of a physical migration of people who believe similarly to us, people who might describe themselves as libertarians or voluntarists or liberty-loving anarchists, for instance. These people who love freedom are migrating together to, well, I mean, independently, but they're migrating to this one place, which is New Hampshire, are arguably already the freest of the 50 states, in order to concentrate our activism in one place so we can have more of an effect, because libertarians in most places are basically, you know, they're completely ineffective. They're ignored by the media. They can't get more than 2% in any election. So the idea is to concentrate. And so we're one of the media, I guess, representatives or arms of that particular movement or migration.
And what we've seen here is the establishment of an organization called the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and something like 20% of the New Hampshire House is now what I would call a nominal libertarian, somebody who would be sort of
mostly
libertarian on most issues.
Yeah. So that's part of what's going on here. To give you a brief rundown, Marie.
Would you repeat those last two sentences about what you just said, the last two?
Sure.
The Liberty Alliance.
Yeah, what we've seen is the establishment of an organization called the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
There have been many organizations, but that's one of them, a
pretty effective one. And this organization rates most of the laws that pass through the New Hampshire House and Senate. And
they rate them?
They sure do.
Rate
it's a big task.
On a liberty scale. And they
like
give it
800 bills.
Yep, it's like
in 1 year.
And then they rate the senators and the representatives
on 424 of them
on their votes on those bills. And among those people, about 20% of the New Hampshire House has been endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, meaning that they're 80% libertarian or better by dint of their voting record. And I would challenge any state to beat those numbers. But any state doesn't have an organization that rates bills and rates, representatives.
And no other state
has
an active libertarian migration of this size. I mean, this is unprecedented.
So no other state has one.
Nope.
That size, and also no other state has probably too much of anything going. And if they do, it's not accepted. Is that what you basically said at the beginning?
Yeah, libertarians are...
There's a libertarian party in, I would presume, every state. And that party is essentially marginalized, kept from talking,
right.
Has no role in the government. And, basically, this is the solution to that problem.
And it's working. We've been doing it here for more than a decade since we've been here. Actually, we just celebrated our 11th year the other day.
Labor Day. Congratulations. Boy, that's a blessing to all of you.
Thank you, Marie, for your call here tonight. If you want to learn more about it, I'd recommend checking out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great hour-long documentary film that goes over some of the really just awesome reasons why New Hampshire is the most free place right now and why libertarians around the world and around the country are considering moving here. It's 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch the whole thing for free online. And thank you for the call tonight. If you didn't get in tonight, that's okay. We've got a whole nother show tomorrow night, the live Sunday edition. You can join us then, which we're live from 7 to 10 at Eastern Time, 7 nights a week, and online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Liquid Chops, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.